This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A lot of things going on in South Florida. The other night I got a chance to watch Miami-New Orleans open up against Booker T. Washington. Obviously without one of the best running backs in South Florida, if not the entire state, junior kid. Nevertheless, over the last two-plus decades, Darrell Heidelberg has done an awesome job there. He's been used to play there. He's just really at home there. He's got a lot of kids, when you look back, took him to two state titles, winning that one with Duke Johnson. And I tell you, he's done an awesome job. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks for what you've done for all this time. I know it's not been easy, but and I appreciate you coming on this evening. You there?
Hello?
Yep, there you are.
There you go.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, I appreciate you joining us this evening. We were talking about last week and just another year for you. You've been around this program basically forever. You've touched a lot of lives there. It's your alma mater. It's not easy. There's very few people who could do it for any extended time to go back to their school because it always work out. But between you and Coach Bertani at North Miami Beach, you guys have found the success. Talk about that. And, the talent's always there. I mean, I saw it the other night, Coach, just that you needed to come all at the same time. You need like a lot of the veteran kids, and because you have a lot of young kids and you have a lot of veteran kids, you need a couple of kids in the middle.
Right. Like I said, well, what I try to do is, I try to be genuine with the kids. They know what they're going to get from me. I've been the same pretty much. Like you said, I started coaching, 20 years ago. So the kids who I've coached in 2005, 6, 7, they can relate to the kids now in 2021 because I say the same things. You know, the game has changed some, so I can't be as hard on them like I used to be. But, I'm pretty much the same person.
Right. But you kind of – it's not like you just dropped out of the air. You've been along for this ride, so you've kind of gone through those changes. You know, I mean, it's just like people say to me, you've been doing this for so long. How do you keep up with the changes? Well, you just go through them. And that's what you've done, you have to keep up with the Joneses. I remember you weren't as much of a quarterback coach as you were. At the beginning, you didn't want your kids to go to those 7-on-7s because you felt that
right.
What you were teaching them, because I remember that. You and I had a discussion. I said, well, geez, Coach, you're a quarterback guy. And you go, what I could teach them or what we could teach them is probably a lot better for them. And I remember you saying that. But it's changed because of the fact that everybody else is doing it. And if
right.
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, just say the biggest thing is the social media aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I first started coaching, social media wasn't as prevalent, but it is a gateway for exposure for the kids. So I try to help, let the kids use it, as much as I can to their benefit without becoming a recruiting tool. And, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, back when Duke Johnson was doing it, when you, it just was one of those things because you kind of wanted Duke to do as much as he could do. I mean, because he loved doing that. He was he loved playing.
Right.
He loved playing in the off season. You know, he's the ambassador. You know, he loved doing that stuff. He liked being with the, you know, him and Sonny Michel and all those guys would hang out and, you know, be together all the time. And you see, and I can understand that. It was more for him. It was more of a social thing. Because you know,
right.
and when you were going through those great teams back in the day, and then Jackson had the kid Quinn, and those to me were
right.
the days where you had a fight. And I remember you coming over to me, and you go, you know, Duke could play corner as well as anybody in the country. He's a 5-star corner and a 5-star running back, and people didn't realize that. Talk about that, because I remember when you had some tough receivers, you actually had to put Duke on him.
I mean, like I said, he was Mr. Florida, you know, for a reason. I mean, he really elevated our program, you know, and like I said, the best homage that I could pay, you know, to him, you know, I've retired the number 3, you know, as long as I'm the
yes.
coach at Norland, you know, there won't be anybody to wear it. Now, I do have a pretty good running back with Duke S. talent. I'm going to just leave it at that, you know, because, you know, but he loved that number 3. He actually idolizes Duke Johnson. You know, he asks me about him all the time, you know, his running style, and he watches film on him and highlights and things like that. So I got a little sidebar with him that if he can bring me a state title, because he's only a junior, for his senior
right.
year, I'm sure, you know, Luca allow him, you know, bring it down out the Raptors
yeah.
for that 1 year.
I'm sure. And then we're talking about Javon Simpkins, who's a junior. He's commit to Georgia Tech. This is a kid is a pleasure to watch. He didn't play the other night. And that, you know, not to take anything away from Booker T, and they're a good team, and Coach Cox does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to figure the complexion of that game would have been a whole lot different. Because, I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, you look more at Deion Parker and you say to him, I don't know if there is a harder working quarterback who does more for his offense than a Deion Parker. And he never complains.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he's just, you know, like I said, he's on the shorter side, but he works hard. He's top 3 on the team in the weight room. Like I said, he wants to excel. You know, he wants to be the best. You know, he wants to, you know, compare himself to what I did. You know, he wants to be the leader. He is the leader of our team. You know, like I said, it did hurt not, you know, to have Javon there, you know. But, I mean, I got to
sure.
give Booker T, you know, much credit. I don't know who they had that could have made a difference. Like I said, and some of the kids played well. I don't want to take anything away from Booker T. Like,
We had our
chances, and some of those kids were thrust into positions, like I said, with Javon being out, that they it was kind of new for them. But I think they, you know, they handled it well. You know, we got another tough test this week against Killian.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the way the schedule was set up with those two, you know, big games right out the gate, because it'll kind of give me some type of indicator of what type of team we have. You know, we need to get back in the playoffs, and I think like these two games will kind of set us up, you know, getting ready for our rival Kara City and our district play.
Yeah, no doubt. And when you talk, as we're speaking with Daryl Heidelberg, he's the head coach at Miami Norland, and when you're talking about that, and I think there's a lot, you know, a lot of validity, you got to concentrate on, you know, who you need to beat. And you guys have Northwestern's in your district this year. It's not Central.
Correct.
Has been. So this is the thing for it now. I mean, you guys have an opportunity, and I looked at it the other day, to make the playoffs. I mean, to really make the playoffs. I mean, because I look at the other day as a really good tune-up against, you know, a team, Booker T. The next couple of weeks aren't exactly friendly to them, having to run in the Northwestern and Central back-to-back. But you know what? You have to be ready for it. So they come out of your game positive. You come into the next game knowing, hey, we got to work harder to do it. But I looked at it, and I, Coach, I think you've got some games on there that you're going to come out on top. And I think you guys have an opportunity to, especially because of the personnel you have, you're a really solid defense. There's a lot of kids who make plays. This is a typical New Orleans team, a hardworking team. After you get off the field, you know you played against them because you guys got some physical players. Talk about that, because you guys have long been a physical defensive team.
I want to get, you know what I'm saying, give my defense, you know what I'm saying, a hand clap. No, they fought. We put them in some bad positions on offense, and they bend, but they didn't break. They got the ball back for us. You know, we're almost night and day, you know, with the defensive effort.
No doubt.
So that's coming out, you know what I'm saying, on the field. I have a couple of great players, you know. I don't want to start naming names because I don't want to leave nobody off.
No.
But,
I wouldn't do that.
I'll let you do that. But, I mean, like I said, I tell them all the time, you know, once you make the plays, you know, you'll be there. There's the social media aspect. Bluestein, he's always there. Like, you know some of the kids on the team, so he'll write about you. You just got to perform.
Yeah. Just do yourself. So, I agree.
So, like I said,
everything else will take care of itself, Coach. You know that.
Yep.
Everything takes care of itself. You got to play hard, and you got to love. And another thing, too, a little shout out to you guys. Got some really good GPA kids, too. So, I mean.
No, I do got some good GPA kids. I must commend them, you know. Now that's, you know, a testament to me and the coaching staff, because I have a couple of coaches that are teachers in the building. You can check my administration. We don't have any issues with the football players, none
good
whatsoever.
Stuff.
So, I mean that it's the student athlete. It's still the student part always comes first. So we do have, like I said, and we have a lot of neighborhood kids. So I think this group, with the leadership of, like you said earlier, with Parker as the veteran, with Simpkins as like a middle guy because he's only a junior, and
right.
Then I have a couple of sophomore receivers, Zay, Joaquin, you know. So with the, like on offense, with that mesh that you were just talking about of a little old and a little veteran, a little new. So hopefully, like I said, we've had these two games, so now we can kind of put it all together.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time this evening. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for your longevity. It means a lot. I know it means a lot to a lot of people.
Hey, thank you, Larry, man. Anytime.
Good stuff. Darryl Heidelberg, head coach at Miami New Orleans, obviously has done a tremendous job throughout the years. Sent a couple of players to the U, so obviously he watches out locally. You know, there are sure a lot of different drivers out there, the custom paint jobbers, tailgate upgraders, the super fans with those super loud speakers, and you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck, because AutoNation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road, but AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them, and they even buy them. Yep, if you're looking for to sell that current vehicle and sitting outside, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one for them. So now you'll get a check that you could deposit right on the spot. Start your super easy appraisal now at AutoNation.com. So no matter who you are or what you drive, AutoNation has the car or truck for you. Hurry up to the AutoNation store nearest you. And as we every week, I can't say enough to the people at University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. They are experts. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.